Because of the rare cold weather in Tallahassee, Florida State University canceled classes Wednesday, much to the delight of students, many of whom ventured outside, buttoned up from head to toe, to catch a glimpse of their first snowfall and snap shots of frozen fountains. But when a group of students arrived at one fountain, they were sorely disappointed. Instead of a still and frozen body of water, they were greeted by the sound of rushing water. That didn't stop FSU student Lauren Rodriguez, however. She painstakingly collected ice from her dorm room window and was determined to make a snowman.
We found a bunch of snow on the roof of our dorm, and so we opened the window and tied a spoon to the end of a Swiffer to dig it out and put it in this bucket, and then we wanted to build a snowman.
Florida Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says Rodriguez's snowman isn't really made of snow at all. Huffman says what fell in Tallahassee Wednesday was more like hail.
It is a mixture of freezing rain and sleet. The air aloft, it's still got some warm air, and its temperatures above freezing a few thousand feet off the ground. So what is falling upstairs as snow melts briefly and then refreezes on its way down as either sleet pellets on its way down or possibly collects on the ground and freezes.
Still, transportation officials in northwest Florida weren't taking any chances. They closed down much of Interstate 10 from Tallahassee to Pensacola. Department of Transportation spokesperson Donna Green says her department took the precaution because Florida drivers aren't used to icy roads.
For Northwest Florida, we are not accustomed to having ice on our roadways. We are accustomed, or we have experienced hurricanes, we've experienced water, but this is ice, and you cannot control your traction on ice. So we're just asking people to be very cautious because there's so much ice on the roadways.
Green says transportation officials started preparing for the icy conditions Tuesday night by sending out extra patrols and monitoring the weather. She says her colleagues are prepared for any further winter surprises in the Sunshine State, even if drivers aren't. But Huffman says Florida's winter will be short-lived.
This winter storm kind of represents the end of the extreme winter pattern the Eastern nation has been experiencing over the last month or so. The pattern is changing across the entire nation. There'll be a dramatic warm-up heading into the weekend, and I don't think we're going to experience quite the winter weather like we have the rest of the season.
Tallahassee's weekend forecast call for sunshine and highs in the mid-70s heading into next week. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.